Day 14 of the Olympic Games, and obviously today hugely significant for the Irish. All eyes on Rashida Adeleke later as she lines up for the 400 metres final at the Stade de France. But let's go live to Paris again now and join Daniel Frehel. And as you were telling us earlier, Darren, Daniel Wiffen had an early start this morning.
Oh, he did, didn't he, Anya? I'm going to tell you about Daniel Wiffen, our double medal winner, of course. He's back in the water today. It's a little bit different, though, not the swimming pool. He's competing in the men's marathon race. This is a 10-kilometre swim, or might I say slog, through the open waters of the Seine. He won gold in the 800-metre freestyle event and bronze in the 1500-metre. This is a very different challenge altogether. Got underway at 6:30 a.m. Irish time. And Jackie Hurley is Riverside, and we can go to her live now. How's he getting on, Jackie?
Oh, Darren, you described it as a slog. Well, that is certainly the way it felt this morning. Early, 6:30 Irish time, Daniel Wiffen said he'd go one more time. I think if anybody had heard him chatting earlier in the week, they thought maybe he was considering not doing it. But he turned up here in great spirits this morning. And I think when Daniel Wiffen says he's going to do something, everybody believes him, because affectionately he's become known as Wiffo. And there's a huge Irish contingent down here who are roaring him on every step of the way. One thing I think we can say with some certainty this morning, Darren, is that we're not going to get another medal from Daniel Wiffen this morning. He's heading into his penultimate lap. He's in 20th place, but I really think that's kind of irrelevant at the moment, because for him, like, let's not forget, he's never done this before. He'd never done an open water swim, a 10K open water swim at that. If you'd have said to somebody that you were going to chance doing something like that in your local area, you would have thought it was brave at best, not to mind doing it at an Olympic Games. But I think we've seen with this man, he does extraordinary things. One of the thing to watch out for here this morning, Gregorio Paltrinieri. A lot of people remember him from the pool. He is in with a medal shout here. He's already won two medals like Daniel Wiffen, but he's in fourth place battling it out for bronze. So he's definitely one to keep an eye on here. But sadly, I don't think we're going to have a medal for Daniel Wiffen. I do think we're going to get a smiling Daniel Wiffen when he comes out here either way, because his legacy is cemented here at these Paris Games, whatever happens here inside the next hour when he does come out for his final lap.
Okay, Jackie, we're looking forward to that interview a little bit later on as well. Well, Anya, there you go. I have to say, he's a brave man. Brave guy.
Absolutely amazing pictures when you're looking at anyone who can do this swim. Those swimmers are pulling off this morning. You'd have to admire them. Now, Darren, we'll get to Rashida Adeleke shortly, but talk to me about the other Irish in action today.
Yeah, hugely busy one, and I know the games are coming to an end, but it's a really busy morning and evening for Team Ireland. Rashida in action a little bit later on, making her own little bit of history at the Stade de France. But Kate O'Connor competing in the heptathlon, she's involved this morning and this evening session. So seven different disciplines. She had four of them yesterday, three of them today. Sarah Lavin, Mark English there on the track later this morning. Stephanie Meadow and Leona Maguire, they're in third round action at the golf, both well off the pace of this stage. Very disappointed for both of them, because I know that they both had high hopes of doing really well here in Paris. Alice Sharp and Laura Gillespie are competing in the Velodrome, but the big race is the one on the track later this evening.
Absolutely. And as we were saying, fingers and toes crossed across the country for that at 7 o'clock. It was interesting what David Gillick was saying about how she's looking ahead of her big night, what she needs to do tonight.
No, absolutely. She's lining up in the 400-metre final at the Stade de France at 7 o'clock this evening. Anya, the race will be live on RT Radio, television and the player. And you can follow all the build-up on the RT Sport website throughout the day. Whatever happens here, she has made history. You mentioned there about what she has to do in preparation for the race. Well, let's go live to the Olympic Village now and join someone who knows all about preparing for these big sprint finals. Our only other living athlete who has managed to get to a sprint final, that was Thomas Barr, who managed that in Rio in 2016. Thomas, delighted to have you on Morning Ireland this morning, and a very good morning to you. Maybe you could talk us through Rashida Adeleke's day. What has she got in store before the big race?
Good morning, guys. How are you? I suppose her day is going to look like any other race day, really, for her. It's just get up and get some food in, and probably just conserve energy, and not really, I don't know, every athlete is a little bit different. I used to enjoy kind of just chilling out for the day before a big race, not really thinking too much about it, because you don't want to drain too much energy or mental energy thinking about it. But then some athletes do like to actually really get into that mental sort of space quite early on. But Rashida seems to be quite relaxed, just you know, passing by her yesterday in the heading into the food hall, she's always in quite a relaxed headspace. So it's building up to be a really, really big big day for her. But at the same time, when it comes to the big championships, getting to the final is the hardest part, and after that it's wide open and anything can happen.
Okay, you have raced with her. You of course, a couple of months ago in Rome, had that historic performance at the European Championships. You've raced with her, you've seen her in action close up. What do you think makes her so special, and what are your hopes for her this evening?
She's a phenomenal talent. She is a phenomenal talent, but she also is... She works really, really hard. And that's, obviously, you know, you don't get to this level without working hard. But when you match that talent with someone who's willing to work hard, but also really enjoys the sport, you can tell she really actually enjoys the process of pushing herself, the process of working hard and training. She also enjoys the big stage. You know, she looks so at home on the big stage and out there on the track. So we're all so proud of what she does for the country, and I think it's going to be a tough ask for her to really get up into the medal. But I think that first and second place, Polino and Nasser, looked really, really strong in the heats and semi-final. It's going to be tough to try and knock them off their perches, but I think that it is quite wide open after that. Towards the bronze place finish, the bronze medal position, but at the same time, when it comes to a final, absolutely anything can happen. If some people, you know, even if the top dogs are having an off day or they don't have a great race or something goes awry, even in warm up, then there's no saying where she can end up. But it's going to be a really, really exciting race, and we're really looking forward to it here in the Olympic Village.
Yeah, just to finish up with you, Thomas, what's it been like part of this Team Ireland? It must be so exciting to see the success we've had, but also the great atmosphere that appears for us looking in anyway, certainly that seems to be existing in this particular camp.
Oh, it is actually amazing, because I've been now to, this is my third Olympics, and definitely the atmosphere in the stadium, the atmosphere around Paris is absolutely phenomenal. Definitely the best, obviously, because Tokyo, it was during COVID, and then Rio wasn't as easy for people to travel to. So there's an unbelievable atmosphere amongst the public. But yeah, within the village, I mean, kicking it off with Mona McSharry's bronze medal on one of the first days when we had arrived here was phenomenal, and since then it's been super successful, to the point that now it's like, oh, you know, getting a medal is almost kind of it's becoming the norm for us. I think I saw a post the other day, it was like, oh, it was a satirical page on Instagram was saying, oh, it's 45 minutes since Team Ireland got a medal, and we're wondering what the hell is going wrong here. So it's absolutely amazing, and it does wonders when you see even in other sports, not athletics, you know, where we're getting so much success, it does drive us all on, and it just shows us how it is possible for us to take home medals and be really successful at a championships like this, where you're up against the best in the world. Like, the Olympics is the pinnacle of the sport, and you know, getting to one is difficult enough. Getting a medal is you know, nigh on impossible. It is that place for superstars, and we have a lot of superstars on our team.
Yeah. Tom, thanks for joining us this morning, and enjoy tonight. It's going to be very, very special. We're all going to be tuned in and listening on our televisions,
yeah,
and radio.
Keep the fingers crossed, and it's going to be a show regardless.
Yeah, big time, big time. Thomas Barr there on you, setting the scene.
And actually, just picking up on what Thomas was saying there about the atmosphere and the huge success at these Paris Olympics for Team Ireland. We've got the closing ceremony to come on Sunday. Then, of course, we've got the Paralympics to come. What's your impression of the Paris Olympics so far, Darren?
Anya, it's been an absolute pleasure to be here, and an honour as well. And I actually have on my monitor here, I have the medals table. OK, and Ireland, we have four gold medals, three bronze, seven in total. We're 13th in the medals table, Anya. And I know this is not about medals, but certainly when you look at that, it certainly gives me a really warm feeling inside, you know that? And, you know, that is special. And it's not about the medals. Like, if you look at it, we have 134 athletes, record number of people, 15 sports. It's 100 years. So this is our centenary of competing at the Olympic Games for the very first time. And what a special way to, I guess, market. And for me personally, and for everyone that's been here working with RTE Sport on these games, I think it's just been the generosity of the athletes and their coaches, the time they've given us, the honesty that they've given us. It's been incredible, and I hope that's been coming across the radios and televisions back home as well. And I'll finish up by maybe mentioning the Paralympics, which is going to get away, get underway on the 28th of August. Only that is the next big date here, and I'll be out here myself covering it as well. It is a truly special event, and you know what? It's going to have its work cut out to follow up on the Olympics, but you know what? The Team Ireland athletes, they'll give it one hell of a shot.
Yeah, and indeed, as we're talking, Darren, I'm just seeing on the TV that the that 10-kilometre race in the Seine has finished. I'm looking at the winners on the podium. Don't include Daniel Whiffen, but a terrific swim from everyone involved in that. Just the endurance of all of them is absolutely amazing. Okay, Darren, thank you very much indeed for that.